Thank you, Mr. President. Allow me to first commend you, Mr. President, and the ISU for making arrangements to allow us to meet in challenging times and for preparing the documents which provide an excellent basis as we prepare for the second review conference. We fully support your approach to prepare a review document, an ambitious Lausanne action plan, which details concrete implementation action, as well as a political declaration where states' parties will further strengthen their political commitment to the convention. Austria aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. In our national capacity, we wish to make the following brief remarks. Austria is firmly committed to continue working to end the suffering caused by cluster munitions. It is a sign of strength and responsible commitment that no use by a state party has been reported. Yet in recent years, cluster munitions were used by non-state parties, in particularly in Syria. As a state party firmly committed to the convention and its humanitarian objective, Austria condemns the use of cluster munitions by any actor at any time. We believe it's a shared responsibility of all state parties to continue to work consequently on strengthening this norm against cluster munitions. On August 1st, 2020, we will celebrate 10 years of entry into force of the convention. Much has been achieved, but this should not be a reason for contemplation, as thousands of lives of civilians continue to be affected by cluster munitions and the remaining contamination. The progress achieved on stockpile destruction is encouraging. As colleagues mentioned earlier, 99% of stockpiles of state parties have been destroyed. While more recently, the first two extension requests on stockpile destructions have come forward, my delegation is conscious that in the future more extension requests on Article 3 might be presented. Given our own experience as a coordinator on Article 3 obligations, we wish to underline the importance of early engagement of state parties concerned with the Presidency, the ISU, as well as the coordinators. This proved beneficial to developing high-quality extension requests. As pointed out by other delegations, universalization is one of the key areas we should focus on. And we welcome the focus presented in the documents by the Presidency on this particular issue. We also welcome your initiative to create a focal group on universalization, and we also believe that the 108 state parties should continue to work together and with states not yet party to our convention to encourage ratifications. The draft documents prepared, as I said, provide an excellent basis for our work, and we will comment in more detail on the elements at a later stage. But I wish to take this opportunity to underline the benefits of gender-sensitive aspects for implementation. Knowing the vulnerabilities of particular groups better allows more tailor-made harm prevention strategies. Lastly, in the interest of interaction, allow me also to welcome the suggestion made by Japan to include human security in the action plan. Thank you.